Me again. And thank you, Bernie. So this morning, Gemma and I, for those of you who don't know, I'm involved in kids ministry. Gemma does our youth ministry. We're going to bring you a word this morning all about harvest and Thanksgiving. Woohoo! While we do that, we have hidden three Disney song titles in our talk, okay? Three Disney song titles. And once you've heard them, you need to do a dance, okay? So if you are more, I don't know, in calm, cool. You can, more cool, you can do this dance. Or if you're less cool, you can be like, oh, woohoo! Okay, so can we practice? For the cool people, yup. And the less cool, oh, woo! Yeah, we're just getting crazy all up here. So listen out for your three Disney titles, do your dance, and we're going to have fun.
Awesome. So this is our harvest talk, and to get started, so food has always come with, this is very loud, with Thanksgiving in my family growing up. This might be something you guys do before you eat. You might say thank you to God before you eat, praying that whoever's cooked has done a really good job of the food. In my family, we're all very musical, so we would sing our thank you to God every evening before we would eat. So I'm going to teach you guys the song, whether you want it or not. So hopefully you all know Oh, When the Saints Go Marching In. That's the tune. It's very easy. Here's the song. I'm going to sing it for you, and then we can all sing it together. So it goes... We thank you, God, for lovely food. We thank you, God, for lovely food. We thank you, God, for all your goodness. We thank you, God, for lovely food. Amen.
Woo! Woo!
Oh, you all sang it with me. That was great. So we'll sing that all together before we have lunch later on. Hopefully you guys remember it. But why do we do this? Why do we thank God before we eat our food? And who do we know that sets that example for us, thanking God before we eat? And the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000 is the one that comes to mind for me. Hopefully you all know the story, but we're going to go through it together. So if you've got your Bibles, we're going to be reading Matthew 14, verses 13 to 21. I'm going to be paraphrasing the story for you. Jesus was followed by a big crowd to the middle of nowhere. There were no corner shops to grab dinner. And the disciples suggested, oh, the crowd should go away. It's getting late. Everyone's hungry. They should go home. But Jesus said, no, you give them something to eat. And the disciples were like, but Jesus, we've only got 5 loaves and 2 fish. How are we going to do that? Do you think that would be enough to feed everyone in this room? Yes?
No.
Oh, yeah. No. Of course not. But Jesus said, bring them to me. So taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, Jesus looked up to heaven, he gave thanks, and he broke the loaves. He gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowd. They all ate, they were all full, and there were leftovers. Can anyone remember how many baskets full of leftovers there were? Not you, Teeny. Someone else. Jack? 12. Yeah, that's a lot of leftovers. Hopefully similar to the harvest we're all collecting today. Before the miracle happened, Jesus looked to heaven. He gave thanks to God. And this is our first point. Giving thanks before the miracle happens. Jesus was waiting on a miracle.
Waiting on a miracle. Hey! It is Encanto.
Encanto, good job. Jesus knew in that moment that God was going to provide everything, and God had already provided everything that they needed. The disciples looked at the 5 loaves and the 2 fish with disbelief, but Jesus was expectant that God would help feed thousands of people, and he thanked Jesus before it had even happened. And for those of you that like looking at the original language of the Bible, the Greek word used here to describe Jesus giving thanks is eulogeo, which is on the screen. Does everyone want to say that with me?
Eulogeo.
Which means giving thanks, but it also means to praise and to bless. So Jesus blesses the little food that they have, and he praises God for helping them with their provision. Which seems unusual, doesn't it, to say thank you before you've received something. But Jesus sets this example to thank God, trusting that he will provide everything that we need.
And by giving thanks to God, Jesus was setting an attitude of gratitude, which is our second point this morning that we can learn from our Bible reading. Did you guys know that the brain is an incredible supercomputer? Did we know this? It is the most advanced supercomputer that has ever been made. And having an attitude of gratitude or giving thanks, being thankful, it powers up our brain in such a way that the happy messengers in our body, which is known as dopamine, is increased. So by being thankful, we get happy, and the stress messenger, cortisol, is reduced.
That's me. I tried to remember my cue, and I just... So a few weeks ago in youth, we were looking at gratitude, and we looked at a scientific study and what that said about gratitude. And the study was looking at the effects of us being thankful on our brains, and it found that just by being thankful, it improved not just our love for other people, it improved our love for ourselves, and it reduced stress and anxiety.
How cool is that? How cool is it that God has made our brains to work even better when we're thankful? And not only our brains, but our bodies and our emotions too. Did you guys know that the Bible has been teaching this for centuries, okay? The Bible teaches us the power of gratitude. It tells us to be thankful in all circumstances, as this is what God wants for us. But this can be a really, really difficult thing to do. How do you give thanks to God when you're being bullied, or if you don't get a job that you need, or if someone you love dies? It's so difficult. But again, we can turn to God's very special book and our superstars / wee buds. What is our very special book? Thank you. The Bible. You do. It's a really cool Bible. I know, it's great. The Bible tells us, the Bible can give us words when we're struggling, okay? If we look at Psalm 136 or even Psalm 118, we find words that help us when we don't know what to be thankful for. I also have printed out really cute thankfulness charts. Why are they not? They're stuck. There we go. There's a thanks chart that has prompts and a non-prompt one. There's 31 leaves for every day of October. You're a bit behind, but you can get a jump start on it. If you want, come and see me at the end. developing this attitude of gratitude takes time, especially when we're new to it. And we need to rewire the circuits of our brain, that supercomputer, to being more thankful. And one way that we can do this is by saying or singing a prayer of thanks before we eat, as Gemma's already demonstrated. Another way is that we can fill out a thankfulness chart, or we can say thanks to God for our day as we go to sleep, and we can thank him for the good things that have happened. And if nothing good has happened, you can thank him for who he is, because that's all good and helpful too. And these small actions have a super powerful effect on our brains, and over time, we will be better at it. By reminding ourselves of who God is and what he has done for us, just as Jesus did when he blessed that small lunch, we lift our eyes from ourselves up to the bigness of God. And this is what Jesus did. He looked up to heaven and he gave thanks. Jesus brought a whole new perspective to the 5,000 plus people that day. He taught them the power of having an attitude of gratitude. Do we think that there would have been such a harvest if there was no thankfulness that day? No, probably not. I don't think there would have been. But there was a harvest because there were incredible levels of gratitude and thankfulness. And you can bet that everyone was saying, "You're welcome," and "Thank you." to each other as they passed around the bread and the fish. It was Moana. Good job.
You're welcome.
The third and final thing that we can take from our Bible reading this morning is that God promises to meet our needs. Whatever the circumstances, whatever our needs, God will meet them. He's promised to do this, and God cannot break a promise. Now, this doesn't mean that we're going to get that PS5 that we want, or we don't get to go on holiday every time we want either. I did. You're not getting one, I'm afraid. I know, it's really sad. And the reason not is because this is a want or a desire. Sorry. These are a want or a desire. It's not a need. Did anyone, can you guys think of things that you might need? What might you need? Yes. You need a TV? Again, I don't think you need a TV because Jesus didn't have a TV. You need what? You need to know the law. Interesting. Okay. There we go. Dinner. We need food. Thank you, Barney. What else do we need? Water. Shelter. God. Yes. These are excellent things. Yes, Olive. What do you need? Cup of tea. We do need a cup of tea. Is that what you said? Yeah, sometimes you do just need a cup of tea. And you can get that afterwards at our community lunch. Yes, Josiah. Food, yes. Flory. Water, we do. We need food, we need water. Beth, last one. Sleep. We do, we need sleep. Yep. We need food, water, we need sleep, we need God, we need shelter, we need safety, we need connection. Don't we? All these things are the things that God has promised to give us. Who here remembers Jesus' famous prayer, the Lord's Prayer? Yeah, do we remember it? Do we remember that he teaches us to ask God to give us our daily bread? That is Jesus teaching us to ask God to meet our needs today.
Speaking of today, well, a few weeks ago, we had our first international student outreach event. And we were expecting maybe 25 to 30 students to show up. And we had 45, not including leaders. That's amazing, right?
Right.
And thank you so much to Laura for cooking all that food for us. Woo. Thank you, Laura. But we did have a moment of panic in the kitchen where we were like, I'm not sure we've got enough food to feed everyone. But whether it was a miracle or not, God provided. There was enough food for everyone to eat. Everyone was offered leftovers, and there were 3 trays full of enchiladas left over at the end. So praise God.
Amen. And another way that God meets our needs is through Jesus himself. We're all good. It's all good. It was happening during setup, so we're fine. Jesus, no, where are we? God meets our needs through Jesus. There we go. Here we are. And Paul talks about this in many of his letters. Paul tells us how he lives off of the bare necessities. Hey! And he still finds joy in Jesus. But how does he do this? Well, it's because Jesus is the one that brings us into connection with God. And there is such deep joy to be found in that. Imagine the joy that everyone would have shared that day when over 5,000 people were fed. And it all came through Jesus' faith in our Father God. Jesus believed in God's ability to provide for those who are in need. And who doesn't love a free meal? Through this story, we can see God's power unleashed, his kingdom coming to earth because Jesus stopped. He looked up. And he thanked God for the little that he had. People were fed. They were able to sit with their friends and their family, building up community and connection. They would have felt so safe and valued. Thanksgiving is a really powerful, yet seemingly ordinary way to bring God's kingdom to earth. It is a way to change our perspective. It is a way to declare God's provision, even before it happens. And a way to build ourselves and others and our relationship with God. So with this in mind, we are going to give thanks and bless this harvest that we have gathered for Storehouse, because that's awesome. And Gemma and I have written a harvest blessing. So if you could say it along with us, and again, if you feel comfortable, you can just put your hand out over the food. Excellent. Are we ready? Father God, creator of heaven and earth,
we thank you for the gifts you give us, both spiritual and physical. Bless this harvest offering today, that your kingdom may come through it being given away. Thank you for always meeting our needs, and help us to trust in your provision. Amen.
Amen. Excellent. So we've covered our 3 points. I would like to invite you all to stand if you are able.